Cruise companies plan around 110 stops in Petersburg in 2022. That would be 31 more than last year. And if those ships are filled, that would mean nearly 12,000 passengers disembarking here this summer. It's not the highest Petersburg has seen, but it's a rebound from zero stops in 2020 and around 80 last year. Dave Berg is co-owner of travel agency Viking Travel and coordinates port calls for cruise companies.
At one point, we had close to 18,000 passengers that came one year. But that was when Cruise West was still operating. And there was the steam wheeler was coming into Petersburg too on a real regular basis on that year. And I think it was 2007 or 2008 where we had that big influx that bumped our numbers up quite a bit. But what we're seeing now is a steady growth of more expedition ships that are coming. And they like Petersburg because of its location and availability of berthing.
Not all ships planning stops in Petersburg will be seeking a berth in the harbors, though. Some larger vessels plan to anchor out in deeper waters nearby and transport their passengers to town on smaller boats. That was a regular occurrence prior to the COVID pandemic. One of those is the 342-foot ship Ocean Victory, launched last year by American Queen Voyages. With capacity for up to 146 passengers, it plans 13 port calls. Another's the 459-foot Hurtigruten ship, the Roald Amundsen. That's an electric hybrid with capacity for up to 500 passengers. It has three port calls planned in May and June. Both those ships expected to visit last year but canceled because of a cruise ship travel ban in Canada. Two others are also planning to anchor out and lighter in their passengers, the 453-foot Hanseatic Inspiration and 337-foot Swan Hellenic ship Minerva also plan several stops. During the pandemic, Canada's cruise ship ban and U.S. law requiring a stop in a foreign port torpedoed voyages by foreign-flagged vessels like these. U.S. lawmakers last year allowed a temporary exemption to that requirement, and Canada ended its ban last November. However, Berg says he's still not certain those voyages out of Vancouver will be allowed to proceed this year. Other ships have been frequent visitors in the past. American Cruise Lines plans 11 port calls with the American Constellation. That has capacity for up to 175 guests. And it's the company that cut one voyage short in Petersburg last summer and canceled another following a COVID outbreak. Companies are requiring COVID vaccination for passengers and crew in 2022. The National Geographic and Lindblad ships Quest and Venture will be disembarking their passengers in town this year. That company kept visitors away from the community while still offering cruises last year. The cruise line's older and smaller ships, the Seabird and Sea Lion, used to be regular visitors in Petersburg, but have only one stop each planned this year. They'll be stopping in Thomas Bay and Leconte Bay during southeast voyages, but making port calls in other towns. Berg notes there are also some smaller overnight companies continuing to operate here.
Alaska Sea Ventures with the Northern Song, you know, they're owned here locally, and they operate all year. Although some of these vessels, most of these smaller vessels only take, you know, 10 or 12 passengers. But Custom Alaska Cruises operating the Sukumi and the Golden Eagle will be in and out of here all summer. And they're not on the schedule as such. And Blue Water Adventures, an operator out of Vancouver, BC, operates the Island Roamer and the Snow Goose that will be in here a few times, too, that are not on the schedule.
Another company, Uncruise, plans to bring ships to Thomas Bay, Ideal Cove, and Leconte Glacier, but doesn't plan stops in Petersburg. Berg says interest is up for independent visitors, both to Petersburg and the state.
Which is good for the town. And better, I think, for local communities than even cruise ship passengers, because they spend more money in town. They spend time in local hotels and restaurants. You know, they come, they leave some tax dollars, they leave some money in the community, and then they go on. So I think it's a good thing for a community to have independence. And those calls seem to be real up, as far as comparison to, you know, our last couple of years, which were down quite a bit.
Berg says the cruise companies are looking for shore excursions along with boat and plane trips for their passengers. He says several local companies are planning to offer tours, but there's opportunity for others. The first ship didn't arrive last year until early June. This year, the schedule shows dockings from early May through the middle of September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.